You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The power sweep, actually, it's the lead play in our offense.
Yes, our YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet, get an isolation with the linebacker. Tell the tackle to take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. If the YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. If the YN has the linebacker in,
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Packers Total Access. My name is Clayton. You can check us out on Packernet.com. You can find me on Twitter at Packers_Access. You can email us, PackersTotalAccess@gmail.com. Text us, 865-658-5824. We got a full house tonight. Everybody's in here to witness Carly Rae's first mock draft. That's going to be the grand finale of the show here, which I'm excited about. We got Emilio in the house. Emilio, say hello to the folks.
Hello, folks.
He said it like he was on a date or something. Hello, out there hanging out at the Roxbury, right? Yeah. We got Jacob in the house. Jacob, how you doing, bub?
Wonderful. Amazing.
Yeah. Jacob's going to be the secret weapon for Carly in the late rounds, right, Carly? She's already got this thing planned out. She said the plan is Jacob handle the late rounds, and I got to keep Clayton the hell out of my mock. That's her goal. Here, right? Tim, how you doing, Bubba?
Doing great, man. Happy to be here.
Good. All right, here we go, man. Do a quick check of your mock just in case, Tim. But you know how it is. Sometimes it settles in. So, all right. So before we get into her mock draft here, let's just go around the horn here. Obviously, Omer in the house. We got Tim Spangler, United Bates, Chad Inc. What up, Chad? Good to see you. We got Michael Redden, Eric Sutherland. Oh, Lord, you have been warned. Eric Sutherland is in the house. All right. Let's see. Dick in the chat says, I usually watch delayed on time tonight. Cue on the mocks. Let's see. He says, Goot said he wants to draft a quarterback again. Have you taken any who, when, and why? Here's the deal, Dick. I'm not going to be drafting a quarterback because I don't want the backlash. Would I be surprised if Goody took one? Absolutely not, right? If the value's there, he's going to do it. I think we would all agree on that. But, again, it's tough out there in these Twitter streets. If you want to share a mock draft, right, you got to be careful. Do you not, Jacob?
You got to be real careful, especially if you like drafting centers in the first round.
I love it. Let's see. Like I said, Bates in the house. We got Mr. Larry in here. What's up, Larry? Good to see you, buddy. Ron Samble. Too many to mention. I shouldn't even try. I apologize for missing people. But, yeah. Blake B said, where the gold at? I want the gold. Give me the gold. Right. By the way, happy St. Patty's Day, right, as M. Smitty says right here. He says, evening and happy St. Patrick's Day, PTA posse. Enjoying some corned beef, cabbage, and a nice Guinness stout while talking about the pack. I had to break out the green beer tonight. All right, so we're good. We're ready to roll.
I don't know.
By the end of the stream, my teeth will be green and Mandy will be laughing downstairs. So that's how that'll work. But anyway, one thing I wanted to hit on. Hold on a minute. We got Brian in here too. Brian says, hey, y'all, listen to you as a pod all the time. First time actually live. Good to see you, Brian. Appreciate you supporting the pod, man. And some people were going, wait a minute, this is on a pod? It actually is. If you scan this QR code in the upper right, that will send you to PackerNet Podcast, where you can thank you, Jacob.
Whoops.
In a general direction. Yeah. You can find the PackerNet Podcast Network, where you'll find this podcast and a couple other better podcasts, to be honest with you. You got Ryan Schlipp's PackerNet Podcast. You've got his PackerNet After Dark, where you can call in and leave a voicemail, and he will play them on the air and answer your questions or respond to your comments. And then we've also got the It's Always Draft Season podcast with Jake Schavink as well. This time of year, you're going to be wanting to start looking for that pod, because when he puts information out, it is top notch, no doubt about it. One thing I wanted to hit on before we got into the mock draft here. Last night we did the 33rd team mock, right? And it got a lot of comments. People were interested in how this mock draft looks so different than some of the other ones that we did, right? It's because we used the 33rd team's horizontal board. And one of the things we did was I tried to go back and run down, all right, what rankings do I have on each player at each of those spots, right? A listener actually asked us that question. So I finished that today, and I went ahead and updated my board because there's a bunch of information that has dropped. You guys know it's still incomplete, but here is how it ended up. Final tally, a couple of these guys moved up and down just a touch. But we went Kool-Aid McKinstry with 25. He was 18th on my board. We went Tyler Newbin at 41. He was 28th on my board. We went Junior Colson, 58. He was 50 on my board. Dominique Puny, we got him at the 88th spot. He's 53 on my board. Mekhi Wingo, 91. We got him at 56. Trayvon Wallace out of Kentucky is the only one that I had ranked below where we took him, okay? We took him at 126. I had him ranked 168, so we would have reached on my board. Other than that, everything else lined up beautifully. Josh Newton, cornerback out of TCU, we got him at 169. He's 70 on my board. Hunter Norzad, 202. He is 162 on my board. Travis Glover, offensive tackle out of Georgia State, he's 219 is where we took him at. I have him at 137 on my board. And then Jalen Carlisle, safety out of Missouri, we got him at 245. He's 194 on my board. And then Kamani Vidal, running back out of Troy, we took him at 255. He's 180 on my board. And it was so cool because three of these guys I did not have on my board. They were in the database, and I hadn't got low enough to them to run them through all of the different filters to come up with my final results. So it was really cool to see. It's why I love doing, you know, little projects like this. You come out with prospects you didn't even know should be on your board. Usually it takes me until the last week to get them all kind of situated. But it was cool seeing that come through for sure. So,
I like how different it was. Honestly, I haven't seen one like it, right? And everyone I do at home is never like it either. So it's kind of cool to see we got some deals and different names on the board gets us looking elsewhere, right? That's what Goody and them are doing anyway.
That's a great segue there, man. You're talking about deals. Look at this, boys. We got Packer Pro Shop tweeted it out. They got Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney jerseys in house. Go get you one, right? Those guys are going to be around at least 2 or 3 years. So go pick up that jersey. And Carly Rae, I see you got your Jair Alexander jersey on, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I seen you sport, and I was like, all right, let me throw on my Rashawn Gary then. I'll play along here. So we suited up, and, of course, Emilio had his on for a second, and he started feeling nervous and took it off, right? So it is what it is. Jacob, where's your jersey, man? What's up?
DeGuara right here.
We're going to give him some
Jacob sets trends. He doesn't follow them. He shops at Ross, okay?
He said Ross was all sold out of jersey.
All right.
You ready to do this, Carly? You want to just go ahead and jump right into it? Let's crank this thing up.
Yeah, it sounds good. But side note, Packers Pro Shop has a ton of stuff on clearance right now, and they're selling Packers wooden hangers for like, I don't know, like $3 for 5 of them or something like that.
You can't afford not to buy it.
That's exactly nope,
guess
right.
not.
Jacob That's loves a deal. He's all ears right now.
Come on, drive on over, Jacob.
That is Mandy's quote. I'm telling you, everywhere we go, we can't afford not to get it, Clayton.
Okay. Right.
Gosh, throw it in a buggy. Go ahead. Mike Hebring with the super chat. Appreciate you, buddy. He says, where is our GM T-Bone tonight?
Oh, is that's the nickname?
T-Bone.
Who is T-Bone?
T-Bone is probably this guy, alias Tupac LaFleur.
Tupac LaFleur, I love it.
No, I think that was supposed to be my gangster GM name from the other day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Apparently we're going with that because Mike super chatted it. So I guess that's going to have to be the name now. So
we need to get a picture of like a bodybuilder. Somebody's just swole, got the traps on a T-bone, and we'll put mm-hmm. Tim's face on it. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I need a T-bone. That won't look crazy. From his earlobes to his shoulder. That's what I need is got this T-bone steak right there.
Thank you again for the super chat, Mike. We appreciate you, buddy. All right, we're going to do PFF, right, Carly?
Yes. Hey, did you see Brian Strube's question about – oh, somebody answered it. NFL mock draft database. Okay, awesome. I just want to make sure we answered that. But, yeah, I think it's hilarious. All this advice I'm getting already in the chat, if I just followed all of it, I'd probably – I don't even know what would happen.
It wouldn't be your draft, Carly. You make
you're right. It wouldn't be your draft. Okay.
And I've got my cheat sheet, my updated cheat sheet in front of me. So I can tell you, here's where they sit on my board. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of, you know, take that as you will. All right. So mm-hmm. while you're thinking, I can rattle some of that information off too. So let's get this thing zoomed in here enough where you can actually see it. And let's get this puppy cranked. I'm more excited about this mock draft than any of them that we've done. No offense, guys. I'm fired up for this. So are we ready to roll? You ready to do this, Carly?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. We're going to start it. Send in those first 24 picks. And the Packers are on the clock at 25. Best available, Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia. This has been happening a lot here lately.
Can I do trades?
Yes. Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Take me down a little bit. I want to see a little bit further.
Oh, you want to see players? Okay. Yeah, we got Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers at mm-hmm. the 7th spot. Jerzon Newton at 11. You got Latu, edge defender from UCLA at 20. Tyler Newbin at 25, safety from Minnesota. Peyton Wilson, 26, linebacker out of North Carolina State. Then Zach Frazier down there, too, center at Western.
Who picks at 26?
That is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, I want to do a trade with them.
Dang, we're going to specifically go for the Bucs, huh? All right, let's see what we can do here. All right, so we're just trading down one pick. Mm. All right, so we want 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give them the 25th, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It says they're not interested as that sits right there.
That's lame.
Wow.
Usually what happens is don't they give you like some recommendations, Jacob? Am I thinking right?
Yeah, basically in PFF, they only give you a certain amount of teams that want to trade with you. So if they're not interested.
Okay. So the top pick that you could trade down for, Carly, is the 32nd pick with Kansas City.
Oh, man, I had some good – I did some mock drafts earlier, and I had trades flying all over. It was awesome. I ended up with, like, 27 draft picks. It would have been a smorgasbord of talent right there.
I love it.
All right, never mind. I'm not even trying. I don't even want to go that far. I want Newbin. I don't want to go down to 32.
Oh, look at this. Pulling the trigger on Newbin? That's what I'm talking about. She said, look, I know what we need. We need a safety next to Xavier McKinney, right? So we're going to get him at 25th. On PFF, his rank is 25th, and on my board, he is the top safety. I've got him at 28, so not a reach at all. You're probably in that same top tier. Yeah. I like it. Let's do it. Tyler Newbin, where is my post-it note here? Let me write this down so I can keep you on track. All right, so we took a safety with the 25th pick. So now we're on the clock at 41. All right, 41. Top available prospects are Peyton Wilson, linebacker from North Carolina State, Bo Nix, quarterback. He's the 33rd best prospect. TJ Tampa, cornerback out of Iowa State, 35. At 36, you got Mike Sainristil, cornerback out of Michigan. 39, you've got Braden Fist, defensive lineman out of Florida State. And at 40, you got Troy Franklin, wide receiver out of Oregon. One last one we'll mention here. 45, we got tackle out of BYU, Sua Mataya. I'm sure that's wrong, but
is Tyler Guyton available?
Tackle Tyler Guyton. Look, she's got specific names, boys. I'm thinking she did her homework here. Tyler Guyton, unfortunately, is gone.
No. Okay.
No.
Darn. All right. What about? Let's see. Go here. Who is our highest offensive lineman right there?
Highest offensive lineman. All right. So the first offensive lineman that comes up is Kingsley Sua Mataya, I think is how you say it. And then you've got, after him, you have tackle Kyron Amagaji. He's the 57th best prospect. So if we were to look at those two, I've got Sua Mataya at 59, and I've got Amagaji at 49. So just on my board, you can go off what you want.
All right, I want to trade back.
Try to trade back. All right. So the three teams that are interested, you can trade back to the 52nd pick, the 60th pick, or the 68th pick. You want to try 52?
What do I get for the 50, whatever it is? Yeah, what do I get for that one?
Yeah, we got to try to work it out here. So we'll go, going at 52, right? All right, so we'll go 52. Mm-hmm. And on our end, we're obviously going to give them the 41st pick. They're all about it, right?
Right.
So they won't give us the 83rd pick. They will give us the 99th pick. Now, you could couple picks in to get pick up 83, but the way it sits right now, dang, might be able to get a little bit of a haul here. Looks like they would accept you getting the 52nd pick. Ooh. So you're breaking down 11 picks. You're picking up 99 and 154.
Yeah, let's see. Can we put in our 126 and also get their 83rd?
Whoa.
And go for their 83rd. Said,
dang it.
They said, who are you?
All right, never mind. Take those out. And we'll just do that. We'll just go with these. Yep.
Go with that right there. Everybody that's agree? Y'all like it too, fellas? Let me go around the horn real quick. Does everyone in here agree with trading this far down and picking up a 99 and a 154? Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, for me, it's like asking for double meat on a sub, right? You know, I'll always take a little bit more. So
Emilio wants more meat.
Emilio always wants a little more
meat, Emilio.
All right. So we're accepting.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
The kiss at the end, too.
Always one of the guys. I love it. All right. We're going to offer the trade. Here we go. And they said, sure. Pleasure doing business with you. All right. So we're going to resume draft. We are now picking at 52. Best available quarterback Bo Nix, defensive lineman Braden Fisk, quarterback Michael Penix Jr., safety Javon Bullard, tight end Jatavion Sanders, Jermaine Burton, wide receiver out of Alabama, edge defender Jonah Ellis out of Utah. Any positions you want to see, Carly?
Is Edgerrin Cooper available?
All right. Edgerrin Cooper is a linebacker. So let's see. Okay. We got Junior Colson, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Laufau, Eichenberg. It looks like, he's gone. So now, just to mention, Junior Colson is my top linebacker. He's in the 50 spot. He was 49th, and after shifting everything around today, he dropped one spot down to 50. So you're picking at 52. Oh. That's probably the best. I mean, PFF says it's the best linebacker available. And like I said, I've actually got his value right at the 52 spot, but they disagree a little bit on that.
Clayton, I was supposed to keep you out of my draft.
Right.
Nice.
Correct.
No. Let me take a look at him.
All right, you want to see Junior Colson? All right.
Yeah.
48. His PFF grade is 48, 75, 81. All right. And when you look at what he does well, run defense grade, almost to the top as far as, you know, the bar they have there on where linebackers grade out. He's got an 80 run defense grade. Coverage grade is just about maxed out at 83.4. Missed tackle rate is only 4.7%. That's as good as you're going to run in college football. Yeah, pretty solid.
I like that. Let's go. Let's do it.
Going Junior Coast and look at me. Mm-hmm. Already.
Welcome to the squad.
There you go.
Emma, you got to pick in what, six picks?
Yeah, there you go. So we're back on the clock. So we've only taken two picks, right, guys?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we went safety and linebacker so far. I'm going to continue to write them down here. All right, so on the clock at 58, you got Bo Nix, quarterback, Javon Bullard, safety, Jatavion Sanders, tight end, edge defender Jonah Ellis, defensive lineman Rook Oraora, Jonathan Brooks, halfback out of Texas, and Kyron Amagaji, tackle out of Yale. What position would you like to see, girl?
I want to see it's still a little small. This is pick number what?
Pick 58. Let me zoom in.
And what's our next one?
Next one is going to be 88.
Okay.
Yeah. 58, 88, 91, 99, 126, and then on.
All right. Let's see. Let's see safety.
Safety? Oh. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at safety. We got Javon Bullard as Jacob tries to jump in your draft now. Kevin Kitchens at 87. A big drop off there from Javon Bullard and Kitchens. Now, keep in mind, you've got Xavier McKinney, right? You just went and drafted Tyler Newbin. So this safety you take is probably going to be on the bench. Okay. Now we're going to deal with injuries, obviously, but just to let you know, you've got your two starting safeties pretty much filled. Now you could create a competition if you wanted to, and we definitely
like competition.
But yeah, Hitchens and Bullock might be around at 88 or 91 also.
It's possible, but it looks like Javon Buller's average draft position is now 52.
I mean, Bullock, Bullock, Kalen Bullock, I'm saying.
Oh, you're talking about Kalen Bullock. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Good point. Any other positions you want to see, or do you you thinking go with another safety?
What's corner?
No, I don't want another safety. I don't, or I don't want him. Yeah, let's see corner. Well, I do want offensive line, but I have somebody else.
No, you can wait on
somebody
that.
Else. Yeah, I have in mind that I'm waiting on.
Offensive tackle and interior offensive line, so you can kind of seal them all together.
I want Kieran. I want Kieran, but I don't think I need to take him this high. I want to wait until later to get him because I think he might still be available.
It's possible, but his average draft position is 59.9. So we're at 58 right now. Just keep that in mind. It's been pretty spot on too, hasn't it, guys? Like it seems like
it has.
Right. Yeah,
we missed it
close.
Yeah.
Man, he dropped to 90 in one of my mock drafts I did earlier. All right, I want to go with Kieran then.
Know what you're thinking? Okay, so we're going to go tackle Kieran Amagaji out of Yale. All right, so we went offensive tackle there. You've taken safety, linebacker, and offensive tackle. Now we're on the clock at 88. Best players available, quarterback Spencer Rattler, wide receiver Javon Baker, cornerback Max Melton, halfback Bucky Irvin, halfback Trey Benson, quarterback Michael Pratt, guard Christian Mahogany. Any positions you want to see?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I want to see cornerback.
Corner?
Yep, corner. Okay.
But you said quarterback. I was like, you're not going to pull a Jake Shavinko. So best cornerback available is hands down Max Melton. He's in the 80th spot. His average draft position is 91, so there's a chance he's there at 91, but there's a chance he won't be too. DJ James is 108, so it drops off 28 spots until the next corner here. Just keep that in mind.
Bates in the chat.
What did Bates say? Read them for me, guys.
We all know who we are taking here.
Well, United Bates, you got something on me then, because I really actually don't know, so don't gamble with that one.
Melton. Here's what I think he's saying.
No peer pressure or anything.
Listen, yeah, not.
I'm not going to try to convince you. I'm just telling you, this is what he's thinking. I have us down for needing a starting outside corner and a starting nickel corner to try to compete with Keyshawn Nixon there in the nickel. And if Keyshawn goes down, then we're screwed at the nickel spot, right? So keep that in mind. We need a slot corner and an outside corner. And we could also use a backup one. Max Melton, Bo Melton's brother. He's the best player available right now. That's what he means by we know what we're picking here.
Max is an outside corner, right?
Yes, sir, he is. He is outside corner for sure. PFF grade 63, 69, 73. He absolutely wowed them with his combine numbers. He plays outside corner 487 snaps, only in the slot 60. So he's definitely an outside corner for sure.
He's what, 6 foot?
He can block. He's a
He can block. How did he tackle? I want to know how he tackles. He missed many tackles in 2023.
Why are you coming here getting specific on us, Carly? I don't know.
Any more missed tackles.
It doesn't show. All it shows is they're missed tackles, but it really doesn't show how that lines up, does it, fellas? Other than run defense.
No.
Yeah. Run defense is 64.9. It's definitely below average for corners. So it shows his missed tackles. Like I said, 12 missed tackles. So
if he can track the football, we're improving already.
Yeah. I was trying to see if there was
most drafted by Green Bay 35%.
Trying to see if the scouting report said anything about tackling. It does not. So just all about coverage. So him being an outside corner, people in the league do not even focus on their tackling ability at corner on the outside. It seems like that nickel they're a little more aware of for sure. But
Well, then let me see. Let's go back there. Max Milton.
Sorry. I thought you meant go back.
No, it's all right. All right. Let's go with Max Milton. I let you guys sway me here. Hang on just a second. I gotta give my big baby a little hug. Good night. Right. Good night, sweetheart.
In the meantime, there is that super chat from Mark Zambito. Jacob is the beard.
He is one with the beard.
Dang.
Greatest super chat ever.
You, Mark. Appreciate you.
That's right. All right, number 91. Okay. Mm-hmm. Best player available. Quarterback Spencer Rattler, wide receiver Jaylen Baker, halfback Bucky Irvin, halfback Trey Benson, quarterback Michael Pratt, guard Christian Mahogany, center Cedric Von Prawn, guard Mason McCormick. What position would you like to see? So far you've drafted safety, linebacker, offensive tackle, and outside corner.
And remember, Carly, this is the this is who we lost Rasul for. So this is a no pressure here.
Let's see. Go. I want to see. I want to look at Michael Pratt, quarterback.
Quarterback what? Michael Pratt. Oh, Lord, you're going to get me canceled. 56, 89, 78.
The green wave.
Yeah. So, Carly, I'm just thinking about your friend Clayton here. Okay.
You can just tag me in it. You can tag me in it. Say, look what this newbie mock drafter did, this crazy crap she pulled on our show.
I got to ask, what catches your attention about Michael Pratt? Why did you want to ask about that?
The clean fundamentals. What I had read about him was that he's got some, like, he can see ahead of the game. He's got clean fundamentals that I feel like you don't have to, when you have somebody who learns how to do something in a certain way, and that is just their standard, you don't waste a lot of time trying to get them to reset, which makes me think that if he had to go in, like, as a backup for Love, he could actually get some of those more complicated plays off, like, maybe not more complicated, not the long developing routes, because I don't think his arms are that strong, but if he can just do some of those, whatever you call them, where it's just a quick little thing over the top. Well, I don't know what they're called. I don't know this terminology. Guys, help me out.
Quick
checkdowns.
Yeah. You're talking about short to intermediate game for sure. Like,
yeah.
When you look at the scouting report, it says Pratt's clean fundamentals and impressive touch throws make him an intriguing quarterback, even with smaller measurables.
Yep.
His arm strength limits his ability to push the ball vertically, but he has a good enough feel for the game to garner a potential starter label. So he's one of these guys. It sounds like he's not going to wow you with his arm strength, but I told you guys the four things that are most important for me are accuracy, quick release, pre-snap read, post-snap read. I could care less about the arm strength. If you make it to the NFL, you got a strong arm. I don't care.
And to Carly's point too, like, you know, if he's coming in a backup role, we're probably going to get that type of play call, right? You put a backup in, you're going to call kind of vanilla, short game, quick hitters, lots of runs, that kind of stuff. So,
and it ends it here too. It says when attacking the middle of the field, he can hit vertical seam routes and horizontal dig routes. So he's got enough arm strength to hit those deep digs and the seam routes for sure. So,
but you know what I didn't realize, you guys? He has small hands, and I think that means it's just a pass for me.
All right, there you go. That's it.
That's what she said.
Michael, please.
You had to let it play out until you got the kiss at the end.
The moi. I love it.
All right, what are we thinking, Carly?
Let's see. Did we look at Jaylen Wright already? What hit number he is on your guys' board?
Is that a running back? Is that right?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, it's a running back. Yep. Yeah,
we got Bucky Irvin, Trey Benson, Ray Davis, Marshawn Lloyd, Audric Estime, Braylon Allen, Will Shipley. So it looks like he is already
gone.
Yeah,
he's man. Gone. Man. All right.
It's tough, man.
Right.
Tough
in here. It is, because none of this is playing out like any of the ones I practice. So it's right. Like, I don't know. All right, let's look at Bucky Irving. I want to see his stuff.
Okay, Bucky Irvin. All right, mm-hmm. So we look at Bucky Irvin. His PFF grade, 79, 91, 88. All right. Rushing grade, 91.8. He's more of a gap runner. His gap grade is 93.4. His zone grade is 73.4, below the halfback average. What that means, we run a zone system for the most part. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't – he's not the best fit for our system, but his elusiveness rating at 149.2, yards after contact, 3.99 after contact. I mean, I think you can just throw that zone grade out the window. He's a good running back. There's no doubt about it. And the consistency is huge too. So 91 and 88. Now, the only question I would have is, you know, you've got – this would obviously be the guy who's going to step in as the number two running back, especially once A.J. Dillon's gone next year. I think we would all say he's probably going to be gone next year. You got Josh Jacobs as your number one back. This is that guy that's going to work himself into that number two role, right? And you do need a halfback. We usually carry four. We keep four around anyway. Mm-hmm. You're not going to try to fit Bucky Irvin on the practice squad because he will get signed off the street for sure. So it'll probably be Emmanuel Wilson that you try to rotate on and off the practice squad if you just want to go with three active backs on game day, if that makes sense. So,
all right, let's pull the trigger. Let's do Bucky Irvin.
All right, we're going halfback here at 91. Bucky Irvin. That's what I'm talking about. All right, got that one. Let me get this pinned, right? It's going down on me quick here. All right. 99, pick 99. Spencer Rattler, quarterback. Wide receiver, Javon Baker. Halfback, Trey Benson. Quarterback, Michael Pratt. Center, Cedric Von Prawn. Guard, Mason McCormick are your top prospects. What are you looking at?
Where do you see on this what picks we – oh, remaining picks I see. So this is 99?
Yep.
Hang on. I'm trying to see. Okay. And then we have 126, 154. Okay.
Correct.
Let's see. Yeah. Javon Baker –
then we've got what, a safety?
We've drafted a safety
linebacker.
Safety, linebacker, offensive tackle, outside corner, and halfback so far.
All right. I'm going to see if I can try and trade back a little bit.
Okay. You want to try to trade? Mm-hmm. It says there's none available. So, yeah, nobody's offering the trade. So it probably.
Lame.
Yeah. They said, sorry. Fine. You got to pick, stick and pick.
All right. Is Kalen King available?
What position?
Cornerback. Cornerback.
Kalen, cornerback. He is projected to go, or his rank is 145. His average draft position has been 137.4. So you should be able to get him at 126. Maybe. Keep that in mind. All right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's look at another like offensive line or center.
Okay. So we'll go interior offensive line. We got Cedric Von Prawn, 93rd rank. You're picking 99. That's good value there. His average draft position, too, is 86.1. Mason McCormick, 94. Average draft position is 91. And then it drops to Cooper Beebe, rank 123. His average draft position has been 118.3. So at the 99 pick, if you're thinking interior offensive line, you got a center in Cedric Von Prawn from Georgia, or you got a guard, Mason McCormick, from South Dakota State.
Von Prawn's a good pick here, I think.
If we look at his grade, 70, 69, 77. Run block grade, 76.9. Look at where it is on the bar. Zone grade, 75.4. It's just about maxed out there. Absolutely awesome.
He can block.
Pass block grade.
He can block. He can block.
And his gap grade, a little bit lower, but it's still above the average. But he is definitely more of a zone blocking center for sure.
What's his weight?
And I mean, you guys look at his mascot thing there, his emblem. I mean, he's gonna fit. Let's do it. Let's go.
6'4", 310.
6'4", 310. He's only 22 years old. He's gonna be reunited with his former teammates there from Georgia.
What's Mason's weight?
Mason McCormick's weight is 6'5", 315.
Dang.
So big old boy right there. All right, so we're going Cedric Von Prawn, right?
I like Josh, it.
Let's do it.
Josh Myers, watch out, buddy. He's competing for your job now. Mm-hmm. All right, pick 126, best available. Halfback, Trey Benson. Tight end, Eric All. Guard, Cooper Beebe. Edge, Justin. What do you say Boigbe? There?
Boigbe.
Don't you cuss on my podcast, Carl. We got cornerback, Chell Smith-Wade as well. Halfback, Braylon Allen. And you guys, if you would, keep an eye on Super Chats for me, okay? I don't want to overlook them. Appreciate y'all.
What position is that? What is that position?
Right here?
Yeah.
Edge. Yeah, Edge from Alabama.
Oh, Edge. Okay, I was like, how are they? I just didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Edge is basically going to be a defensive end in our new 4-3.
Right, so. And I don't mind. I don't mind BB here either. If you're beefed up with a center, now you get your guard to go along next to him and fight.
It's a great point because, like I said, you know, we're trying to fill John Runyon Jr.'s shoes, and if you don't think Sean Ryan is the guy, which I don't know anyone on the face of the earth that does, this probably would be a solid pick. I agree with that.
BB would definitely be off the board. If we don't take him here, right?
True.
Here's another little bit of pressure for you with BB, Carly. He is 37th best prospect on my board, and we're getting him at 126.
Who do you think you are? I am.
But remember, Carly, don't take into account Clayton's board.
Right? Exactly.
No, right. No, right? Because he doesn't actually watch the tape. He just listens to people that watch the tape. So.
Wow.
You call me anything you want, but don't call me that.
I love it.
All right, can we look at Cooper Beebe?
Yeah. Cooper Beebe, 83 snaps. Took the majority of his snaps at left guard, 819. He played 103 snaps at right tackle as well. So a little bit of versatility, and you're going to be trying to work him into that right guard spot for sure. So,
yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
I like it. Pass block grade 90.4. Yeah, he's a heck of a pass blocker. He can block Emilio.
That's the truth. Cooper Beebe gave up 2 sacks last year.
We're doing it right. Is it, Carly?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Cooper Beebe. Welcome to the team.
All right. Cool. 154. Now we're getting into the tough part of the draft. Tight end Eric All. Don't worry, he'll be there. Jordan Travis, quarterback out of Florida State. Tight end Ben Sinnott, quarterback Austin Reed from Western Kentucky. Taj Washington, wide receiver from USC. Dallin Holker, tight end from Colorado State. Guard from Michigan, Zach Zinter. And then safety Bo Braid from Maryland. And we could look at any.
And the only thing we haven't hit is what? Edge, D-line, and I think that's it. Safety linebacker.
Did we take a corner?
Running back.
Yeah, we took one corner. We still need a nickel corner, yes. Possibly. Okay. Now, listen, I don't think for $6 million a year, I think we would all agree they see Keyshawn as that starting nickel, you know? Right. I'm just saying, if you were to draft someone and they're a stud at nickel and he beats Keyshawn out for that job, I would feel really good about someone being better than Keyshawn playing the nickel. Yep. And then, obviously, you've got Keyshawn to come in if that dude goes down with an injury. That makes me feel a lot better about
it. Our depth at safety may help us, too. You know, we may have a safety that could slide in there in a pinch, but
bingo. Yeah.
That's not ideal, but, you know, somewhat of a plan.
Yeah. So.
Can you look at Renardo Green, Mr. Green, please?
What position?
Corner.
Corner. Renardo Green, cornerback. Uh-oh, Carly. Uh-oh.
He gone.
See,
no.
He gone.
All right, let's look at corners.
All right, so starting at corners here, we got Dwight McLaughlin, 169 is his rank. You got Nehemiah Pritchett, 172. Tarheeb Steele, 179. And Ryan Watts, cornerback out of Texas, 186. So,
best. Can I take a look at McLaughlin?
Look at what?
McLaughlin. His
oh, yeah, yeah.
Arkansas.
69, 77, 91. Coverage snaps. Played outside corner. He's pretty much an outside corner. And he had a lot fewer snaps this year. He must have gotten injured at some point. But he's definitely an outside corner. But, man, it's hard to beat that 91.3 overall grade for sure. Great in zone. Decent in man. Yeah.
All right, so can you explain something to me? And I know I'm probably going to sound like an idiot here, but how is it that, so this is a defensive position, how is it that you get 12 receptions but only 3 interceptions? Or is it talking about, like, throwing to the person he's covering?
Yes. Right, yeah, the receptions. Okay. Where do you see the receptions at? I don't even see it.
Well, so it's receptions and then targets. I don't see how those are different.
Yeah, targets is how many times he was thrown at. Receptions is how many catches were made on him.
On him. Okay, that makes sense. All right, yeah.
That's how
like
you got
the fact that he scored two touchdowns there.
Right, so about half the passes thrown to him are caught.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a pretty good rate?
You'd have to look at it. You know, like, here's a good example. Forced incompletions. That means he, you know, obviously forced the incompletion. He got his hand on the ball, most likely. He's tied for 362nd in all of college football. Right. Coverage stops, 377th. Average depth of target, 478th. So those numbers don't look great, to be honest with you. But
makes you want to check out the D-line group.
Ooh.
All right, let's check out the D-line group then, I guess.
We're going to add D-line to corner. All right, we got Miles Murphy at 170, and then Jawan Briggs at 184, Jordan Jefferson at 185. That's Justin Jefferson's little brother. We found that out last night, or at least I did anyway. Ryan, let's see here, Justin Rogers, defensive line out of Auburn. So your best pick, according to PFF, would be Miles Murphy out of North Carolina. Keep in mind, his average draft position is 168. All right, you've got pick 169. So if you want to take him, now would, you know, obviously guarantee you get him. He may be gone if you try to pick later. But him and Dwight McLaughlin are right there together. They're just literally one pick apart. So,
man, the way it's going, he probably would be gone. But
yeah.
Man. Mike Ebring says, look at linebackers.
All right, let's take a look. Let's just add it to it here. Let's see what happens here. All right, linebacker. Boy, they're way down the list. Steel Chambers, 201, is your best linebacker. So you kind of roll that one out right here. So worth a look, though, for sure, Mike, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't mind Miles Murphy at all there.
It you know, we've got corner. We need a starting outside corner because Eric Stokes has been dookie, right? the slot corner in the nickel, which, you know, you could kind of comb through and say, okay, which one would be the slot? You know, if we added safety, I'm going to do this, Carly, just to kind of give you a full look at it here. Ooh, Bo Brade. Let's see how many of these safeties play the slot. All right. Bo Brade played in the box 369 snaps, and he played the slot 104. So he's got some experience in the slot. Malik Mustafa played in the slot 144 times. He's more of a deep safety for sure, but he does have some slot corner, ties there. Jalen Simpson, you drop down significantly further. He's more of a deep safety too. Got 195 in the slot. So just to kind of keep it in mind, if you look at safeties here, Bo Brade is at 159. He's higher value than Dwight McLaughlin for sure. And he does have a little bit of slot experience. So
his missed tackle rate though is almost 20%.
That ain't good, is it, Carly?
No, I'm sick of missed tackles.
All right.
Yeah, Goody just got rid of his last Maryland safety, right? So
that's a very good point. Yeah. Maybe they're done with Maryland.
Let's see. So I think I like Malik Mustafa. Okay. I'm not sure between him and Dwight McLaughlin, who would you take with this pick?
Okay. Seeing that we just took an outside corner and Dwight McLaughlin is an outside corner, my pick would probably be Malik Mustafa to give you a little bit of depth in the slot there. Let me just make sure. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He only had four snaps. Let's go around the horn with that. Narrowed it down to two, Malik Mustafa or Dwight McLaughlin. Who would you take? Start with you, Jacob. You're being quiet over. I'm afraid you're causing trouble in the chat. Talk for a
minute. Mustafa.
All right. He says Mustafa. For Lion King ties, obviously. Tim, who would you take?
Mustafa.
Go ahead, Emilio. Make it the trifecta.
Yeah, I mean, everything that you see is yours, so.
Wow. Thank you, Carlos.
Jacob's lifting up his cat
Jacob
right
over
now.
There. Jacob over there is Pumbaa. We're the silly monkey. What's his? Yeah. What's
Timon. His
Yeah.
No, the monkey.
Pumbaa.
Rafiki. I don't have any clue who you guys are talking
Rafiki, about. Rafiki, the wise old monkey, right?
Well, Jacob's got his cat up against the wall right now singing the song.
First of all, he's a baboon.
Who? We're at the 844 mark here, Carlos.
Are you saying that I'm slow? Are you saying that I'm bad at this?
No, I'm saying we're talking about Lion King and people are going to get pissed. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, you got to say what Mick Smitty said here. Except what the shadow covers, that is Chicago. Oh, that's great. Okay, what's next here? So let's go with Mustafa. Draft Mustafa. Right. Get him going.
Malik Mustafa. I like it. Yep. All right. So we're gonna put safety. We're gonna put safety, but we're gonna put slot next to it as a reminder. All right, 169. Let's go rapid fire here. We're running out of time. 169. All right,
Renardo Green, we already said was gone. What about Ketan Oladapo?
Ooh, Oladapo. You're probably pronouncing it right. I keep saying Oladapo. He is there. Now, he's ranked 259. So you should be able to get him definitely with 219, possibly 245, even possibly 255. So
all right.
I would say, guys, don't let her forget about Oladipo. That way we can revisit that here in a second. I wouldn't waste this pick on him, though, Carly, for sure.
Okay. All right.
Just keep that in mind.
So
what's best available?
Let's do best available. That's a good idea.
Okay. Best available.
Pass those guys. We don't need them. Keep going. What do we got here?
There's Jacob's favorite running back, Dylan Lobby. I'm just joking. He's not. Drake Nugent, center out of Michigan. Tackle Walter Rouse out of Oklahoma. Guard Trevor Keegan out of Michigan. Tight end Jaheim Bell out of Florida State. Tyrone Tracy, halfback out of Purdue. Edge defender Braden McGregor. I mean, you got all of these positions. What you should probably do is say, wait, we haven't taken an edge yet.
We haven't.
What's McGregor? Scroll down. What are we? What's his weight? 6'4", 240?
He's McGregor like 6'6", 260.
Oh, that's right. I remember. We pulled him up the other day.
Beefy. You kidding me? Let's see. PFF grade 69, 66, 74. Pass rush grade 75.1. His pass rush win rate 14.5%. That is through the roof. Run stop rate, holy cow, 9.7%. That is
Was he always on the line or?
It shows him outside of the tackle. So he's on the outside shoulder of the tackle. He's either going to be at least in a five tech, in some cases, maybe a seven tech. So he's definitely a defensive end in our. Yeah. He can play over tackle a little bit. What over tackle means is when you're in a 4-3 over and the defensive tackles are shaded to the tight end side, he can play that 3-4 tech as the tackle on the over. He just didn't do it very often. He was definitely outside the majority of the time. So.
Right.
Man, and he's got some great, look at his grades. I mean, his games have gone up every year. He's been consistent. He has not gotten injured. He's looks like he's pushing the limit. He's got, he's got a bunch of hurries, which I like that. So, let's go with him.
Not a bad Preston clone / replacement.
Yeah.
I like it, man. Yeah. Braden McGregor, edge out of Michigan. I like it. All right. So we go edge there. Got it. All right. Pick 203. We're just going to scroll down. You tell me when to stop. Is there anybody now? Who was the guy? We're looking at Mustafa for at least 219, maybe 245, right, guys? Mustafa in my mind. So best available for those on the pod. Tight end Eric All is still there at 202 out of Iowa. Halfback Cody Schrader out of Missouri at 189. Dijon Anthony, safety out of Mississippi at 190. Jalen Green, edge at 195. And then cornerback MJ Devonshire at 198.
I say let's go with Eric All.
You going to pull the trigger on it?
I'm going to pull the trigger on him. Yeah, let's get some competition in that tight end room and do some heavy runs and stuff. If we can get all three of them going.
We're going Eric All. Yes, I'm sure. I like it. Carly out here saying, let me show you how to do it. All right, so he's probably going to take either Ben Sims or Tyler Davis' spot when he is healthy. I know he battled a little bit of an injury, but some people are saying he'll be ready for week one. That's an interesting pick. I'm really eager. That's one of those names, Jacob, that we see every year. We're going to be like, where does Eric? We're either going to go, ooh, he went earlier. We're going to go, man, he fell off the face of the earth, aren't we?
Right.
And then we're going to watch his career and either be kicking ourselves or being like, we dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, exactly. That's way over. Pick 219, best available edge defender Jalen Green, halfback Frank Gore Jr. from Southern Miss, Jace McClellan, halfback from Alabama, wide receiver David White Jr. from Western Carolina, Mayan Williams, halfback from Ohio State, center Dylan McMahon. You tell me where you want to go here, Carly. So far, you've taken safety, linebacker. Two safeties, one being a little bit of a slot specialist. You've taken linebacker, offensive tackle, outside corner, halfback, center, guard, edge, and tight end.
I want to see another O-line somebody else with the O-line, because as we found out this year, you can never have too many of those. So what do we got for those still available?
So offensive tackle, Tim likes it, and interior offensive line. Best available at ranked 221 is another center. I would kind of go against that, you know. Let's see where he played his snaps, just to kind of put it. Yeah, he played all the snaps at center this year, so I would kind of steer clear of him. But tackle Trent Green from Michigan at 225. Aneem Dankwa out of Howard at 230.
Who?
Exactly. Brandon Coleman, tackle out of TCU. Any of these you want to see?
Brandon Coleman, just real quick, he's going to bump into guard, and he had by far the most reps on bench, which doesn't mean a lot. But if you look at his last year, that was where he shined. So one of those things where Goody looks at like the year before. But if you look at his week to week, he just doesn't look like he has good days.
Gotcha. It's a good point. Yeah. You may dip back into 2022, right? 79.6. Like you said, left tackle 465, left guard 255 snaps. So he can play a little left guard and left tackle. So PFF grade obviously this year looks pretty nasty.
I think the chat is asking for a linebacker.
Are they really? Carly, you going to be pressured here? Thought you were
right. Absolutely not. I don't give in to peer pressure. Ground.
Either that or kickers.
I don't give in to peer pressure.
Yeah, Carly, you almost got all the positions. You might as well grab a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a kicker, and we'll just wrap this thing up and call it a
day. Watch your mouth there, Amelia.
Don't forget long snapper.
Oh gosh, yes. Wait, did we get? Oh, you said that Oladipo was going to go in the 200s.
Let's pull it up just to make sure here.
Yeah,
Oladipo. I'm probably saying it wrong. You probably had it right. Average draft position 243.6. So yeah, this is 219. There's a chance he won't be there at 245.
Yeah, I want him. Let's get him. I want him at safety. Okay.
I think that's a smart move if you really like him for sure. So we're going Kitten, Oladipo, safety. I like it. All right, cool. 245. What positions you want to see here, Carly? What are we thinking here? You've now taken.
Let's look at kicker.
There's a linebacker there, Curtis Jacobs.
Tim's fighting.
We're going to take a look at kickers here. Oh my God, I'm getting canceled.
Oh,
Harrison Mevis. Mevis and Butthead, kicker out of Missouri, ranked 311. His average draft position is actually 209.5. Will Reichard, kicker out of Alabama, 312 is his ranking. His average draft position is 213.5. You really thinking about drafting a kicker, Carl?
I want to see. Can you click on the PFF for Harrison?
Harrison Mevis. There you go. That's all we got.
Aww.
What? How did
years ago that work?
5'11", 243.
Wow, he is Janikowski.
Oh, man,
he's for when you fake those. You fake the field goal. That's actually what he does. He just picks up and he runs with it.
You fake what? Making brownies? That dude is huge. My God, he's thicker than a bowl of oatmeal, dude. I know when I was on the Miller High Life religiously, that's what I got up to. I'm about 6 foot. I was up to about 240. Let me tell you.
What about the Alabama kicker? Has he got anything? Is he at least a little bit better shape, maybe? Look at Tim. Spiraling.
Tim, calm down, Tim. What are you
doing? Here we go. 6'1", 994.
I just don't think we need to draft a kicker, guys.
Tim.
No, just hear me out. Okay. The whole point
is. Tim, you are a kicker.
Exactly. So well, hear me out. This is why I'm saying we don't need to draft one. If the point is to put some pressure on Anders Carlson and make him compete, we need another leg at camp. Greg Zuerlein is available. Will Lutz is available. There are free agent kickers that are experienced veterans that if you brought in during the summer, that's going to put, I think, more pressure on Carlson to perform than bringing some kid in and rolling the dice all over again, and we're doing the same thing we did last year, essentially.
That's a great point. Just
food for thought.
That's a great point.
No, that's a great idea, but how did they let Zuerlein go?
He's a free agent.
I didn't hear that he was available. Wow. Yeah.
Free agent kickers. Yep. Will Lutz. I mean, these are guys 30 or older, but, you know, it's kicker. So.
Hey, Jacob.
What?
How do you feel about kicker? No, I'm kidding. You, Carly said she was going to lean on you later in the later rounds. I know you've got a couple guys down your sleeve right here, Bubba. What are you thinking? Who comes to mind that you would use the 245 or 255th pick on?
I'm willing to bet it's not a kicker.
Not a kicker.
Yeah, Jacob, my man.
what I would do is that I'd go to linebacker and I'd try to get either Dallas Gant or I'd try to get Jordan McGee.
Dallas Gant is gone.
All right, out fine. I get Olafonjuo or Olafosio.
Here's Jordan McGee. Woo, look at Jordan McGee, 65.
Mm-hmm. Now, McGee was the last pick of my mock, I think. So this would be a pretty good move.
I'll tell you what, man. It's a coverage grade, 79.8.
Show us, check out Olafosio.
Sure, Jacob, anything for you, buddy.
Well, while he's pulling it up, Mike Hebring, a.k.a. Packer Superfan, with the Super Chat, I can't wait until Goot takes B. Thomas, wide receiver, at 25.
Woo! Hey, I actually heard Greg Cosell raving over him today. So, you know, man, I would laugh so hard if Goot took a wide receiver with the 25th pick. I would roll, man. Anyway, Olafosio. 73, 49, 79. Keep in mind that 49 was only 84 snaps. So he was hurt, kind of throw it out the window. 79.8. And yeah, he's a stack backer, obviously. Coverage grade 90.4.
Yeah. Run defense grade. Look at his missed tackle rate.
Yeah, Jacob. Look at his missed tackle rate. Actually, average. I mean, it could be worse, right, Jacob?
It's yeah. Good. Could be worse, right? It could be worse. We could be Bears fans.
That is a good point. Very good point.
Question: is Bo Limmer, Arkansas interior offensive line, is he available? LIMMER.
Bo Limmer. I'm thinking he's probably gone. He was kind of high on my list. Yeah, he's gone.
He was like the fourth center, so he should be gone.
Yeah, he's
gone. All right. I say I like the Jordan McGee then with this one.
Jordan McGee. I agree. I think it's a good pick. Average draft position is 244.4. We're picking 245 right now. So this is right where he should go. So I like it. Jordan McGee, linebacker. And you've now taken two linebackers. So you're now creating competition for Isaiah McDuffie, Christian Welch, and that third linebacker in the 4-3 base that we should be in roughly 25% of the time. So it's an important pick. Pick 255. You want to look at kickers? I'm just joking. What do you think?
I mean, let's look at quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks? Mm-hmm. Who? Sam Hartman, the best hair you're going to find in all of
boy.
91, 88, 78. Don't let me sell you on this, Carly, okay? Listen, it's no pressure grade. When he ain't got nobody in his face, 92.4. That deep grade, 95.6. Don't worry about the intermediate grade. He couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a mop intermediately. That's okay. Passing grade, 78.9. I'm just kidding. I don't. If the Packers take Sam Hartman, I'm a Notre Dame fan. I will throw up on my keyboard if they take him. Yeah, quarterback Sam Hartman, Keaton Slovis, Evan Leary from Kentucky. Hey, don't listen, Leary. Don't. You don't want that. Trust me, I'm a Kentucky fan. You don't want that guy on your team.
I can see him taking Slovis.
Where's he from? Is that BYU or Yale? BYU, right?
BYU, yeah.
79, 71, 70. The Mad Mormon coming in the house here, ready to light it up, right? Pressure grade, 38.5. Deep grade, 75.8. No pressure grade, 82.0.
Oh, man. And we know he's going to get pressure because we're still not going to fix our O-line probably. But, nope, pass.
All right, no quarterbacks. Last pick, Carly. Come on, you got this. We made good time, too. We're at 8:58 my time. This is good. So, you take your time.
Let's see. Jacob, help me out here. Yeah. I don't know any of these people.
Let's go, Jacob.
I mean, if you're looking to do the offensive line, Andrew Rhyme is a pretty good center. Otherwise, I would probably look at your safeties again. Did we get a lot of Poe?
Yeah, we did.
We've taken three safeties, so we should be
corner. So I either want a quarterback, D-line. Cornerback, or another center.
Did we take a D-line? Besides the edge, I know we took the edge. Did we take like an interior?
We did not. We didn't take the D line. But here's what you got to keep in mind with defensive line: switching to a 4-3, you're gonna need less defensive linemen. Switching to a 4-3, meaning those interior defensive linemen, obviously. So you've already got your edge. You're probably gonna end up cutting someone who made the squad last year, on interior defensive line. So just kind of keep that in mind. The reason I had defensive line listed is you're looking for that guy who is going to be a stud and replace Kenny Clark next year, potentially, right? With him getting a little older and his contract coming up. So I don't think you're going to find that at 255 is what I'm saying. So that makes sense.
But, that's true. That's true.
What is it?
pull up running back real quick. See who's left. Oh,
dude. We're going running.
Yeah, because who's rotating on our D line? We got Kenny, Carl Brooks,
Blake Weston.
Blake Watson. Yeah, close enough. 79, 83, 82 is the PFF grade. Zone grade, 87.5. Wow.
Ooh.
Elusiveness rating, too. You know, you got a 111.6. Yards after contact, pretty solid there, 3.74. That's not bad, man, coming out of Memphis, right?
Can you see how many times they made somebody miss? Like, is that something? Oh, missed tackles force, 50, 46. Oh, yeah, let's take him.
I like it. All right, so we're going running back. So we took two running backs in this draft. Are we good with that?
Yeah.
If you like it, we'll pull the trigger. Those two guys can battle for that bottom spot, right?
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Good with it, Jacob?
Lock it in.
Blake Watson, Memphis.
I'm going to phone a friend. Here we go.
All right, let's look at it here. Drum roll, please, Tim. Someone.
This is the only drum roll we have.
All right, so her grade is a B+. I love her.
That was for the drum roll, not for Carly's draft. Carly's draft is great. There it is.
Carly, if you had not taken Junior Colson, which is my best linebacker, you would have gotten a much better grade. He's always going to drag PFF mock drafts down for sure. So if you had just went with what mock draft, you know, what PFF said and went with the best prospect available and got like a B to an A, you would have definitely had an A- at a minimum as your grade. Yep. So that's what you get.
Holding up the bottom. I have the lowest grade. Carly got the win.
Quick summary of Carly's mock draft here. All right. At 25, she'd wasted no time, went after Tyler Newbin, so he's going to start opposite, Xavier McKinney. She traded out of the 41st pick and picked up the 52nd pick, the 99th pick, and the 154th pick. And with the 52nd pick, she took linebacker out of Michigan, Junior Colson. At 58, she took tackle Kyron Abagaji out of Yale. That was an A- pick. They love that pick. The 88th overall pick, she took cornerback Max Melton. The 91st pick, halfback Bucky Irvin. 99, center Cedric Von Prawn. 126, guard Cooper Beebe. 154, safety Malik Mustafa. 169, Braden McGregor, edge out of Michigan. 202, tight end Eric All. A+ on that grade, by the way. 219, safety, getting a lot of Poe. I like that pick a lot. 245, Jordan McGee, linebacker out of Temple. And then at 255, halfback out of Memphis, Blake Watson. So give her a hand, everybody. Let me get that applause. All right. That was a lot of fun, though. Carly, you did good. That didn't, you know, we went a little bit slow there for a second, but when we needed to pick it up, we picked it up.
So, what I liked what Randy said here, you know, when you trade down, I think it is better. I didn't trade back in mine, but there's the meat. It's in the middle of the draft, I think, you know, and that's where we're going to kind of get our best bang for the buck.
Yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely. And guys, don't worry about kicker. The league minimum is $750,000. I will happily take that.
Right. That's very true.
Stretching. I mean, I know we don't have a hamstring issue or anything, so I'll promise I'll get stretched out and ready to go. I'll take the 750K, no problem.
You're just gonna be walk on. You're just gonna walk on in training camp. Be like, guys, I got this. Yeah. Let's go.
Walk right out there.
You got there like Willie Mays Hayes. All right, just
anything inside 25, I'm money. Don't worry.
All right, Mike Hebring said, pretty solid effort. Carly, you can be Tim's assistant GM. Kick Goot to the curb. There you go. Larry Cano gives us that.
I like
he's
it.
Part of the replacement players.
Yes, correct. All right, round the horn. Jacob, what did you like about this draft? What did you not like about this draft? I need you to critique Carly here.
I can take it.
I feel like that if there was a time crunch that she could have been the way of the Minnesota Vikings on the – year where they remember when they forfeited like two different draft picks
because
they
couldn't
in time. That was amazing. If you guys haven't seen
you forfeit a draft pick.
We should put on the clock
means just pick something.
No, that's the point. Yeah. It was so bad that they did it twice in the same draft, I think.
Yep. Not mistaken. And then they were all sitting at the same time saying,
"Oh no, we suck again." Again. They said we do it nice because we do it twice.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Carly did great compared to the Minnesota Vikings. Anybody did great. So,
absolutely. Ben Holden agrees. He just throws up those firework emojis, bang, and then United Bates, always doing United Bates things. Just give Bates 10 Packer fan total access membership. Appreciate you, Bates.
Come on, Bates. Let's go, Bates. You gave me another one, baby. Woo-hoo, Bates. Thank you, my man, Bates, right there. Because you're part of the team, right? But Bates, you keep hooking me up. I'm going on 5 months now.
God, typical Emilio.
So, dude, Jacob, you're just jelly, bro. Why don't you get your dude in here and you get a little star next to you? Come on now. All our
welfare,
Emilio. United Bingo. No. He says, Emilio, don't thank me. Thank the Guinness.
I love it. We got a bunch of people watching on Twitter in here. If you guys would, take that pinky. Right?
No, we were going to go one show without the freaking pinky.
No, it ain't going to happen show. Not on my watch. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button for us. If you're watching on Twitter, there's a lot easier interface over on YouTube. You can click on my profile here on Twitter. You'll see a YouTube link in that profile, and that'll send you directly to the YouTube page where you can subscribe there. A lot easier for you to communicate in the comments and be a part of the show. It's the lifeblood of what we do is the chat here. They keep us laughing, and most of the time they're bringing information we don't even know about. And that's the whole purpose of this show, is to kind of unite Packer fans and do this all together. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Larry in the chat says, Falcons and Eagles under investigation for two early free agent tampering and may lose draft capital. Larry dropping
Kirk Cousins.
I need a sound drop for this, for when we get breaking news like this from our man here. We got to do something like this.
That actually was kind of good, but it.
Yeah. Spence is good, and there's another one too.
Yeah, go too, right.
All right, yeah.
This is all I got to say to Carly on her mock and Bates for hooking me up again, my man.
Stop playing with him! You stop playing with him! Yeah, there we go!
All right.
Yeah, I'm not touching anything. This is not...
Oh, he literally hits, yeah, here we go. I put his hands up. I'm not touching anything.
Y'all notice as soon as I drop down sharing the screen and I'm done with the mock, all of a sudden the sound bites go crazy. I'll be me. So, all right. Yeah, we're going to get out of here. Carly, do you have any thoughts? Is there anything you wish you'd done different? Did you get to a point in the draft where you were like, crap, I probably should have went with this there, other than taking my advice for the junior Colson pick?
No, it was just hard because of some of the practice ones I've done. I have these guys that I liked and I've researched a lot, and then it's all of a sudden they were taken a lot earlier than what they were in my mocks. And so that was hard to be like, to kind of reroute and be like, crap, here's what I wanted and they're gone now. What do I do? So other than just then you risk taking somebody earlier than what you think for that value. And so it's just, yeah, it was really cool. It was interesting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. One other thing I wanted to point out, you guys remember Goody made a comment earlier this year and he said, typically with our first three picks in the first three rounds, he said you can get guys on their top 50 list. You remember him saying that? We were like, mm-hmm. Wow, that's, it's kind of some, behind the scenes look at it. That 33rd team mock we did, notice that the first three picks, they were all in the top 50.
Yep. Wow.
The 88th pick, I mean, really, we, from the 90, 25, 41, 58, 88, and 91, all in the top 60. That's pretty impressive, man. So when he said it, I was kind of like, is he telling the truth? But he also kind of focuses on that how RAS, right? And I know some people, when they heard him say that, with how we've swung out, swung and missed on third round picks so much here recently, they were immediately like, I wouldn't be telling people that. Like, if your third round picks are in the top 50, bub, that ain't a good look. But obviously Tucker Kraft going to put that curse to bed this year. I'm excited about that.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those two camp battle, because, Tim, we talked about it, man. We broke down, according to NFL Total Access's top 10 Jordan Love plays, all 10 of them were in 11 personnel, weren't they, Tim?
Yep.
So kind of makes you think, all right, we're probably going to stay in 11. With the arrival of, like, Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave both proving they can play tight end at the NFL level, you would think, oh, 12 personnel. And that wide receiver room is so freaking loaded, dude. It's just wild. The second cheapest wide receiver room in the entire league. And,
And with Carly's draft, we've got, a stacked running back room, too. We could bust out some of that 21 personnel. You never know.
That's the other thing. Running Josh Jacobs out of 11 personnel gets me really excited. Like, think about that. They start keying on the pass and they want to play a little shell and drop guys into coverage. All of a sudden, you hammer him on a draw play. Like, hey, dude, I think we're going to see that 2022 Josh Jacobs. That's what I'm hoping for anyway, man.
Dude, what I'm saying, though, is think about him catching the ball. His receiving skills are underrated. Like, that, to me, is what – get him in 11 personnel and just let him kind of leak out the side or, like, do some weird stuff where he just kind of, you know, blocks for a minute and then all of a sudden does that screen. His screens were unreal, dude. I mean, and so this guy, he knows how to run with the open field and with blockers in
front of him. You know, as much as we're going to miss Aaron Jones, think about that week one route, that angle route to him against Chicago. Josh Jacobs can do that same exact thing, man. Yep. He's that good in the passing game for sure. So I'm with you on that.
And so can A.J. Dillon, all right?
Hit him with it.
My man, please.
Hit him with it, Emilio.
Are you sure?
John Deere Green. On a hot summer night, Hero Billy Bob loves Charlene.
All right. We're out of here, guys. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us. This was a lot of fun. Carly, I'm glad we got this in. Thank you for messaging us early and said, hey, I can do my mock tonight. This worked out perfect. So we'll come up with something else to talk about tomorrow. We'll be going live for PTA Live. No Good Morning Lambo unless the chat puts enough pressure on these guys to do it on their own. Just saying. So I'm going to continue to put that out there. But you may see one pop up from time to time. Just be looking for the notifications. So go ahead, Jacob. What do you got, bub?
I was just trying to talk smack to Emilio, and I sent a diss, and I sent it to the lady I'm dating right now.
I have to explain. And at the same time that you swung and missed on that, when Emilio says in the chat, Jacob wears a hairnet for his beard.
That's what I was trying to reply to, and I didn't realize.
That is absolutely great.
What did you reply to? At least I can grow a beard.
No, Jacob, just tell her.
Hey, that's just the way we talk in the clique. Exactly.
I literally responded, I went, Emilio's the real chef boy, boy in all caps. And she's just going to be like, what does that mean?
We were coming back from my buddy's property last night, and I just busted out laughing. And I told Mandy, I said, somebody in the chat, I can't remember if it was Paul or who, said that you have to pack an extra shirt when we go out to eat for me. You have to pack me an extra shirt.
That's great. Yeah.
That broke me up the other day. Just looking at that. Mandy has to pack an extra shirt when she takes out to dinner. I love it.
That's too funny.
All right, we're out of here, guys. Appreciate everybody hanging out. It's funny too. The hoodie I wore last night had barbecue sauce on it from where I made ribs. So,
yeah. All right, you know why?
Things could be a lot worse. I could be a Bears fan.
Exactly.
Just wanted to remind you that. You know. Exactly.
Yeah. So, here's what's cool. Watch your ears. This one comes in a little hot here, guys. But tomorrow morning, you ain't got to worry about waking up like this.
Good morning.
Emilio definitely has a dinosaur shirt that he wears in that race car. No doubt about it.
They're great. Dude, they're quality when they're stitched up from the cloth. You know, like raised. It's 3D.
Yeah. You can find it at the Dollar General, man.
Hey, before we get off here, I want to tell everybody, since you guys are all on here, if anyone who wants to meet up at training camp, I want to go to training camp, I want to go to family night, and I'm going to make shirts for everybody that says, "We root for Scoot."
Oh, I love it.
For Christian Watson to come back and just have this breakout killer awesome year. I mean, he already kind of had one, but just really to be like, hey, we root for Scoot. So anybody wants in on that, and let me know.
That is awesome. I need one of those. I may not be at training camp, but I need one of those for sure. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right. Tim said he'll pay for it too, so we're good.
All right. Sounds good. About that?
We're out of here, guys. Appreciate everybody hanging out.
With his new salary is the kicker. He can totally handle it.
That's true.
Definitely. Give a special shout out to Mike Hebring for the two super chats. Thank you, buddy. Mark Zambito with the super chat. We really appreciate you. And United Bates gifting 10 Packer Fan Total Access memberships to
my man Bates.
My man up there. I swear, Amelia. Going to a Bernie Sanders rally tonight, man. Getting all that free stuff. All right, we're out of here, guys. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us. Y'all have a wonderful evening. We will see you tomorrow for PTA Live. As always, let's go out and be the change we want to see in the world. And go, Pack, go.
The power sweep. Actually, it's the lead play in our offense.
Yes, a YN or a tight end to open up somewhere between 6 feet and 9 feet. Get an isolation with the linebacker. Tell the tackle to take the defensive end if he's over him. If he's not, to drive down on the first man to his inside. YN has the linebacker taken out, he cuts inside. The YN has the linebacker in, he comes all the way around. If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here. And try to run this play in the alley.